Well, there's a concept some people are starting to take seriously called open borders. And the basic idea is that anyone who isn't a criminal is allowed to live and work in any other country. Producer Raymond Tangekar is here to explain it. Raymond, is this actually a serious proposal?
It is. You know, while researching the subject, I came across this group of largely libertarian economists at George Mason University who actually promote this idea. And to them, it's not, you know, just some pie-in-the-sky idea. It's something with clear, tangible benefits to the world. I want to take a second to introduce you to an economist named Brian Kaplan. And he believes that by getting rid of borders, not only can you double world GDP, you can actually end global poverty. And here's what his argument boils down to.
You are wasting human talent. You know, there are countries where the most talented person in the world would see their talent go to waste. There's other places where they can move, where they can use their talent to its full effect. And really what open borders says is if someone wants to move from a place where they aren't able to contribute much to the world to a place where they contribute a lot, let them. Think about, someone's working in Haiti where they're able to produce maybe a few dollars worth of value per day. If they, you can just move them over to Miami, it is very easy for that very one and the same person the next day to be producing 10 times as much. Just in terms of, shining shoes or cleaning houses. In Haiti, the value of that is very low. In Miami, the value of that is much higher. Of course, this is even more obvious for something like agriculture in Mexico, where the amount of food that a Mexican farmer can grow in Mexico is a very small amount. The amount that that very same farmer can grow if you just let him move into Texas or California is many times greater.
But Raymond, there's not an unlimited amount of jobs in the U.S. I mean, I don't understand how this wouldn't just suck up jobs from American workers and push down wages and eventually tank the economy.
That's a fair point. And, even presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says that this policy would hurt American workers. But, advocates of open borders say that, it would hurt people in the short term, but the economy would recover. And Kaplan says that this is the way progress has always worked.
For any time that there's an increase in productivity, anything, there's always going to be some people that are hurt. So, for example, Uber right now is hurting people who are traditional taxi cab drivers. And when driverless cars come around, Uber drivers are going to suffer from this. In the same way, the tractor has been bad for people who were horse breeders as well as people who worked in traditional agriculture. Look, if we were always trying to stop any kind of change that made somebody worse off, we really would still be back in the pre-industrial era.
This is where the open borders concept gets really interesting. Because once you accept that some American workers will be hurt in the short term, you can design policies to actually compensate them. You can charge immigrants higher tax rates and use the money to compensate American workers who've lost out. Or you can even charge admission to enter the U.S.
Right now, people pay a lot of money to get smuggled into the United States in great danger and with no guarantee of getting in. You could go and charge very similar rates to just let people walk across the border legally or take a bus across legally, get a piece of paper, pay a fee, and again, use that money to take care of Americans that you think are losing out.
Admission fee makes America sound like a theme park. But so aside from the economics of open borders, I would think there'd be a huge security risk. I mean, isn't it like just an open invitation to ISIS to walk right in?
Well, open borders doesn't mean that you can't police borders. I mean, people would still need to clear security in order to get in. So it's not like anyone with a criminal record or a recipe for a fertilizer bomb could just walk right in. But I guess for me, the biggest objection that I hear is feasibility. If you were to get rid of borders overnight, what I imagine would happen is you would have 100 million people approaching the U.S. border to get in, and that would just be a disaster. But Brian points out that you don't have to do this overnight. You can phase it in over time, over the course of a decade or two. And not only that, he says we actually already did this once.
We did?
Yeah, Puerto Rico.
So in 1902, there's an obscure Supreme Court decision that said that Puerto Ricans, since the United States had taken Puerto Rico as a territory in the Spanish-American War, Supreme Court said that any Puerto Rican was totally free to move to the United States and work here if they wanted. Over the decades, the number of Puerto Ricans coming increased and increased and increased until now, over half of all people of Puerto Rican ancestry actually live in the United States. By having open borders, this paved the way for a lot of U.S. investment in Puerto Rico. A lot of Puerto Rican migrants went and started businesses in Puerto Rico or set up retirement homes there. The effect has been incredibly good. So Puerto Rico is, by Caribbean standards, a fantastic place. And again, not just for the Puerto Ricans who left, but of course, but for the Puerto Ricans who stayed behind as well.
Raymond, I know you did some checking around. You talked with some other economists. What's the biggest credible objection to open borders, in your view?
Well, I think it has to do with this idea that once you actually reach America, I mean, that's it. You've reached the promised land and the work is done. But in fact, actually, that's just the beginning, right? Because someone has to do the hard work of actually integrating these migrants into society, pay for health care and schooling. But I pitched that same question to Brian. I asked him what the biggest objection he gets to this is, and he actually said it comes from his father.
My dad says, you know, we already have open borders already. These open borders policies the last 40 years have been a total disaster. Anyone who can run, jump, or swim here is already here. So I get this all the time. And, you know, it's easy to think that we have an open borders policy when you take a look and say we've already got 11 million illegal migrants in the U.S. But probably, you know, the best proof of how strict our migration policies currently are is just to go and take a look at the prices the human smugglers charge. Right now, if you want to get smuggled in from rural Mexico to the United States, usually they'll charge about $4,000. That's about 3 years' wages for a rural Mexican farm worker. So if we're actually really the case that the border was already open, people would not pay 3 years' wages in order to get smuggled across, something where you have to do with great danger and where you only have maybe a 50-50 chance of actually even getting across. So, you know, like if you really think the border is open, you'd have to take a look at how much people pay to get across it. And that is really the best measure of how draconian existing policies really are. The fact that 11 million people are here is a testament to how much better things are here than in the home countries, not to how little we're trying to keep people out, because we're actually trying very hard indeed.
That's Brian Kaplan. He's an economist at George Mason University. Raymond, thanks.
Thanks, Anne.